Electing enemies. The U.S. presidential elections are over a year from now. But if you relied on national media accounts, you'd think that they were all but imminent. But this isn't the elections. It's like an obstacle course, a year ahead, a test for the wealthy, the well-connected, or those with moneyed support. It's long and expensive, not for the voters, but for the funders, those who buy or rent candidates to serve the interests of capital, not the people. If recent elections have proven anything, they have proved this, that candidates are chosen to betray the electorate and to serve Wall Street and the corporate elite. Few did this better than Bill Clinton, a master politician, a master betrayer. Blacks worshipped him as the first black president, even as he savaged their interests to placate racist white fears and anxieties. He drove a stake into the middle class by supporting NAFTA and exporting jobs that never could be replaced. That fealty to Wall Street was duplicated during the terms of Barack Hussein Obama, and blacks lost more wealth during his administration than at any time since Reconstruction. Only belatedly, in his last months, has he addressed the horrors of the racist prison system and, pushed by protests, has begun to half-heartedly address the unrelenting savagery of police violence against blacks. Voting hasn't been our solutions. It's empowered forces that have exacerbated our problems. They have presented the illusion of progress while fastening new chains over our existence. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.